But today is the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked to say something about his Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada said, "What is there to say?" He was a Vaikuntha man. His pranam mantras have great meaning. Sri Varsha Banavi Devi Daitaya. Varsha Banavi is Srimati Radharani, Varsha Banavi Devi, because she's the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. So Vrishabhanu, so Varsha Banavi Devi. And Daita means the husband or lover. Well, that's Krishna. And Das. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who's known before sannyas. Sri Varsha Banavi Devi Daitaya Das. And Kripadhyaye. He's an ocean of mercy. Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namah. Prabhave means to the master. Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane. Dayane, one who gives. Krishna Sambandha Vijnana. Krishna Sambandha means the relationship between Krishna and the living being. At the present moment, we've forgotten our relationship with Krishna. And therefore we're rotting in this material world and being slapped by the material energy. We're asambandha. We've forgotten our relationship with Krishna. The relationship is Jivar Sharupoy Krishna Nitya Das. Everyone is the servant of Krishna. Without establishing the service relationship, there are no dealings. There are, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there are three subject matters only in all the Vedic literature. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. Sambandha means establishing our relationship, re-establishing our relationship with Krishna. And Abhideya means dealings with Krishna, acting in that relationship. And Prayojana means love for Krishna. So, where's the question of love or dealings if there's no relationship either? Just like a boy and girl, first they establish their relationship. Then there are dealings, love. But if there's no relationship, there's nothing else. So first the relationship, and of course in cultured societies that relationship means marriage. In the modern setup they go for dealings and love without a proper relationship. And therefore, things go topsy-turvy. But the natural order of things is first to establish a proper relationship and suitable dealings, and then the love will be persistent. It will last. So Krishna Sambandha, the basis of everything, is our relationship with Krishna. We're trying for love without Krishna. That must be a failure. Without Krishna, there's no meaning of love. There's self-interested sense gratification and it's hot pursuit, but there's no love. Love means love Krishna. The Mayavadis also, there's no question of love for them. Because they're interested in self-obliteration. And once you obliterate yourself, there's no love, there are no dealings, There's no relationship either, because a relationship means there have to be two. And in Mayavad philosophy, everything is one. So there's no relationship between anything and anything, because there's either nothing or only one. So there's no sambandha in the Mayavad philosophy. So it's another way of avoiding the eternal relationship with Krishna. So sambandha, Krishna sambandha, the relationship is there, and we can read about it in books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, but it has to be realized also. People read Bhagavad Gita and they never actually understand that they're eternal servants of Krishna. Or they read it and they may understand something, but it doesn't come to the point of realization. Vigyan means realization. Tad vigyanartam sa guru meva abhigacche. If one wants to have realization, one has to come within the parampara system, the system of disciplic succession. Otherwise, one may have theoretical understanding, but actual realization will not be properly established. Krishna sambandha began. Began, realization, Srila Prabhupada explains, means that you've assimilated the knowledge. You've assimilated it, and therefore you can act upon it. Just like surgery, you can read a book and understand surgery quite well, in principle. But that doesn't mean that you can actually do surgery. No one would want a surgeon who's only read the books and had no proper training or practice. He doesn't have assimilated knowledge, he has theoretical knowledge. So vigyan means practical knowledge, real knowledge, assimilated knowledge, knowledge that you can apply, applied knowledge. To understand that I'm not this body is theoretical, and to act as if I'm not this body is vigyan. Actually, only the Vaishnavas have proper understanding, even that they're not the body. Because if I'm not the body, what am I? Aham brahmasmi. Well, that's all right. Then if I'm soul, if I'm spirit, what do I do as spirit? Then my bodies, again, have no practical program. But the Vaishnava program is, I'm spirit, I have to act in the function of spirit by serving Krishna. So again, it comes to the point of Krishna sambandha vigyana. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave Krishna sambandha vigyana, actually. It can't come simply by theoretical study. It has to come by the mercy of Krishna. What is that? Atapi te deva padam bhujam dvaya prasada lesha anugrihite evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimam nachanyo pi, what is that? Nachanyo eko pi churan vichindam. My dear Lord, Lord Brahma says, one has to get at least a little bit of mercy from your lotus feet. Prasadalesha, at least some little remnant of mercy from your lotus feet one has to get. Then one can understand something about your glories. Atapite deva padam bhujam dvaya prasadalesha anugrihite janati tatvam bhagavan. Not simply by thinking. Nachanya eko pichiram vichinda. Not by thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and speculating and philosophizing and thinking and imagining, considering possibilities. It doesn't come that way. Prasadalesha anugrihite. It has to come by mercy. That means it has to be given. The mercy has to, one has to find a mercy distributor and catch some of that mercy, at least a little bit. Then one can understand what is Krishna. Not by the ascending process. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur distributed Krishna Sambandha Vigyan. There are others, they're distributing supposedly prayojana, Krishna prema, but not factually. Not factually. By imagination, without proper understanding of Krishna Sambandha. So Krishna Sambandha began. I actually have to understand that I'm not this body. I actually have to understand that I'm the servant of Krishna. I actually have to understand that I'm not the enjoyer or the controller of material, the products of material nature. That these are the, and that this is my persistent disease. I think I can control, I think I can enjoy. And the result is that I'm suffering like a dog here and thinking I'm the enjoyer, I'm the controller. So one has to get Krishna Sambandha Vigyan, and that was distributed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Madhujo Jula Prema Dhyā, Sri Rupa Nuga Bhakti Dham. He's giving devotional service. And Madhujo Ujvala Prema Adhya. Adhya means enriched. Enriched with love of Krishna in the Madhurja Rasa, the conjugal relationship. Ujvala means that shining Madhurja. That he's given. Madhurja Ujvala Prema Adhya Sri Rupa Nuga Bhakti Da. But not giving cheaply. Not, you're a gopi and your name is such and such Manjari and your dress is yellow and your job is to keep Radharani's bindi and your age is such and such. No. You haven't yet given up smoking, drinking, intoxication, meat eating, illicit sex, but this is your eternal identity. Sri Rupa Nuga Bhakti Da. To actually understand what is the Madhuja Ras, what is the relationship between Radha and Krishna, what is the association of Krishna. One has to strictly follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed Krishna Prema. And his chief agent for proper distribution is Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Rupa Goswami enunciated how to get Krishna Prema. He enunciated how to get Krishna prema. It's not such a cheap thing. It's simply, I join ISKCON and then I have Krishna prema within 1 week. Or I leave ISKCON and then I have Krishna prema within 1 week. It's not such a cheap thing. Sri Rupa Nuga Bhakti Das. One has to follow in the footsteps of Sri Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami is given these books like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Upadeshamrita. These are especially the beginning books or foundational books. He wrote other books also that deal with more advanced topics. But first one has to understand the process of devotional service. Explained in summary in Upadeshamrita. and in further detail in Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu. In Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami explains that there are three categories of Krishna bhakti. There is devotional service in practice, devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in pure love for Krishna. The beginning is devotional service in practice. And unless we practice, we can't expect that we'll actually get ecstasy. And it's ecstasy that matures into pure love. Someone may, by Krishna's mercy, just be endowed with perfect love of Krishna. Krishna can do whatever he likes. But we can't reasonably expect to be such, be recipients of such a high benediction, rare benediction. Prabhupada gave the example that Rabindranath Tagore never attended university, but he got an honorary degree from Oxford. Such a great poet. So it doesn't mean that the rest of us should think, well, I'll just get an honorary degree from Oxford. I'll do my education that way. I'll just carry on and get an honorary degree. One has to enroll, one has to satisfy the requirements, pay the tuition, do the study, then you get your degree. So the process is there, practice of devotional service. And the practice will proceed through different stages. It will begin with some initial faith. By that initial faith, one will associate with devotees. In the association of devotees, one begins to follow the rules and regulations under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Then one is freed from all the misgivings and unwanted things within the heart, pridyantaksto hi bhadrani. Then one gets strong faith, a strong taste, attachment, ecstasy, then love for Krishna. The Madhurju Jala Premadhya Sri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida. He's giving pure devotional service through the proper method. If we try to, there are others who are just jumping. They're getting the taste of Madhurja Ras without being qualified. And that means that they're not actually getting the taste of the real thing. Just like materialists. The materialists are getting the taste of love, but what is that love? You know, it has all to do with skin, hair, blood, bones, fat, mucus, bile. That's their love. They're imagining that they're in love, that they're finding out what love is all about, that they finally found real love. And all they've found is the same thing that the dogs and pigs and mosquitoes are getting. They've taken love to be such a gross thing. Now the so-called practitioners of bhakti yoga who don't follow the process given by Srila Rupa Goswami are not much better off. They've imagined that they've found pure love, and all right, they're looking in the right direction, but they're not following the right process. So how can they expect that they'll get to the point? So one has to get the process by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the mercy of his representative. What is that? Sri Chaitanya Kutan? I've forgotten. Prabodhananda Saraswati. What is that verse? That Kaivalyam Narakayate, last line? Ah, last line. Garunya Kataksha Vaibhavatam. One who's gotten just not even the full look, but just a sidelong glance from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can realize all these things. So one has to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigraha. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was carrying that mercy, and therefore he's called Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigraha. The form personified Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti, the mercy potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personified. We want to come under the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Krishna Prema Pradayate, he's giving love of Krishna. But to get the love of Krishna distributed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to approach the representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur served as the mercy representative of Lord Chaitanya. Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye. Dinatarini, very merciful to the fallen souls. Gauravani Sri Murti. Mercy is coming from the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. It's not simply something sentimental. There's philosophy, there's the science of devotional service. This is Gauravani. It's not simply philosophy. There's also experience of transcendental reality. It all comes through sound. Gauravani. Transcendental sound coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His instructions, his mantra, everything. And Rupanuga Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharani. But to see, on the Back to Godhead logo, we have that conception that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, and the conditioned souls are also there. But for them to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the darkness has to be dispelled. So that's dispelled by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that mercy is distributed by his representatives. And they move aside the darkness, the clouds. Danta means darkness. What is that darkness? Rupa Nuga Virud. Apasiddhanta. Apasiddhanta means, siddhanta means conclusions. And apasiddhanta means not the conclusions. They might resemble the conclusions. They might seem to be the conclusions. They might be presented as the conclusions. But they're not the conclusions. They're the wrong conclusion. Like bringing up the wrong number in your calculations. Apasiddhanta. Wrong conclusion. Wrong answer. Rupanuga. Why the wrong answer? Rupanuga Virudha. Against the conclusions accepted by Srila Rupa Goswami. This is our test. The correct understanding of our relationship with Krishna, how to act in that relationship, how to get the perfection of that relationship, is given by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. And any conclusion that's against his conclusion is wrong. It's rejected. Because he was the authorized person. You write books. You write books, Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami also, other Jiva Goswami. They're presenting. Of course, they're all in agreement with one another, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami. They're presenting the conclusive truth. So no one can properly follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and not follow Sri Rupa Goswami or go against the teachings of Sri Rupa Goswami. Rupa Nuga Virud Apasitant. Anything that's against Sri Rupa Goswami's conclusions is rejected. It's rejected. Why? It's darkness. It's darkness. So that darkness was dispelled very powerfully by the transcendental message given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You know how he had to fight against so many wrong conclusions. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also found himself, he practically went looking for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. He discovered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. And then when he found, here's the thing, it was surrounded by all rubbish. Howl, bowl, saki peki, jat goshai, goranga nagari. So many concocted things. So he was very much against these apasiddhantas, apasampradayas. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur very powerfully challenged all these apasampradayas. We were discussing the other day that he went to Radhakund and said, Radhakund, everyone is supposed to be there tasting pure love for Krishna, Madhurja Ras. And he went there, he said, I don't find any pure Vaishnavas here. They're all discussing the most elevated topics. He went and spoke on the Upanishads. Criticizing them indirectly. What nonsense are you doing? What is that? Dushtaman tumi kishara vaishnav. Then pratishtara kare, nirjanera kare, taba harinam kevala kaita. My dear mind, what kind of nonsense Vaishnav are you? Dushtaman, you polluted mind. Dushta means polluted. Dushtaman tumi kishara vaishnav. What kind of Vaishnav are you? Pratishtara kare, simply for reputation, for false prestige. Nirjana, you're doing so-called nirjana bhajan, you've gone to some secluded place, holy place, and you're chanting like Haridas Thakur, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But tabaharinam kaivala kevala kaitav, your chanting of Hare Krishna is just cheating. It's just cheating. He wasn't fooled by the presentation of supposed prema bhakti. Why? Rupanuga viruddha apasiddhanta. Shruti smriti puranari pantratra vidhindana. Aikantiki harir bhakti rutpataya eva kopataya. Without following the rules and regulations of the Shrutis, the Smritis, Puranas, Pancharatra, Narad Pancharatra, your supposed devotional service is simply an off-track off-target disturbance. Utpataya eva kalpate. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami strictly followed. No one can even match how they were following Raghunath Das Goswami. Yes, he was sitting in Radhakund, but how seriously he was following principles of devotional service. Not that he was keeping a girlfriend, smoking bidis, like so many. Strictly following. Sanatana Goswami had said that his sadhana was like a line in stone. They were in the most advanced stage of love for Krishna. But externally they behaved just like sadhakas. Not simply making a show, rolling on the ground and crying. Rupa Goswami says this is not how you tell who's an advanced devotee. You have to see who's always eager to hear about Krishna, who's doesn't waste any time, who's always detached from sense gratification. These things one has to see. So Srila Rupa Goswami gave the real thing, not the cheap thing. Cheap thing you can get cheaply. You want costume jewelry, a few rupees, you can get it anywhere. But diamonds is another thing. It will cost more, but it's the real thing. So Srila Rupa Goswami gave the real thing, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave that same genuine thing, representing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, representing Sri Rupa Goswami, representing the authentic line of devotional service. So we're fortunate that Srila Prabhupada dedicated himself to the service of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and we should also dedicate ourselves to devotional service, following in that same line. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments? Mm-hmm. How Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was criticizing the people who were at Radhakund chanting Hare Krishna, but how could that be a bad thing, chanting Hare Krishna in Radhakund? Go to Radhakund, chant Hare Krishna, keep a girlfriend, dress in saffron, nice thing. That's what he saw going on. That you're pretending to be like Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, but intoxication, illicit sex. I hardly go to Radhakund, I stay in Govardhan a month or so a year. But you'll see the people by the side of the road. Stoned out of their minds. The Babaji's, the sadhus, sitting there on the side of the road, begging alms from the people who come to do parikrama. And you go by, you see them in the morning, their little, whatever they call those things that you use for smoking ganja. And their minds are blown, as they say, or used to say.